So you want to just be aware of where you are in life and who you are in life, and make sure that your clothing is a reflection of that.
I am really excited for this next guest. And we were just talking for a moment backstage there of how this has been like my number one struggle, especially when it comes to my personal brand. So I'm going to be pretty open and honest with you guys in this episode. And I just hope that someone out there gets value from that. But Carrie's a personal stylist. She's an image consultant, and she really has a one-of-a-kind approach that she prides herself in making a profound difference in people's lives with her work, with her styling. So Carrie and her team are known as a secret weapon and are trusted advisors to their really extensive clientele across the country. She has over 20 years of experience styling executives and really high profile clients, drawing on her experience in some of the world's most dynamic and beautiful cities like New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Milan. So I'm excited to upgrade this wardrobe today. Thank you for being here.
I'm so excited to be with you. And yes, let's upgrade it.
Ooh, that sounds really fun. And okay, I've got to start it by saying this. I was starting to do my research and I was getting more familiar with you. And I was like, gosh, if she could just come over to my house and just help me with my wardrobe, that would be amazing. And then your very last episode that you did was about Sedona. Like, I think we're neighbors. Do you live in Sedona?
I have a second home in Sedona. Yeah, do you live in Sedona?
Yeah.
We are at Seven Canyons.
Oh my gosh.
So where are you?
Really close. We're right near like Red Rock State Park.
Okay. So next time I'm in Sedona, which I think we're going back in October, let's get together.
Definitely.
So fun.
I was like, I've got to bring that in. It's such a magical place.
And how long have you lived there?
Gosh, 5 months now.
Oh, well, welcome. It's such a magical place. We've been going there for 17 years. And
I can see
we just love it. We love it. But we haven't bit the bullet to move there full time. So I'm just happy to go there 4 weeks a year.
Oh, well, you get all the magic of Sedona in 4 weeks and then you just take it home with you. It's totally cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I would love to hear a bit of your story. Like what got you started in this world of fashion and really becoming a stylist?
Yeah, good question. So it was a long time ago. It was over 20 years ago. And, I was younger and I was in corporate sales, and I would travel the country and do sales. And I had a couple epiphanies, which is that you can't dress the same in New York as you would in Texas or you would in California, because people won't listen to you the same. And so, and obviously being in sales, you want to make the most sales that you can. So I was always dissecting the process and how could I be better? And so that's one thing I noticed. And then while I was on that journey, I would get burned out pretty easily. And so I would take a break and I would go work at Neiman Marcus for a short stint and just for fun to get out there. And then I would go back into corporate sales, and then I would take a break and I would go to Nordstrom and work there for a little bit. So I wasn't doing it to have a lifelong career in fashion. I was literally doing it because I needed a break. But what I found through these breaks was I realized how much people don't love the way that they look and how they lacked confidence. I could be meeting with the most successful CEO and they lack confidence just like you or I could. And I looked to see, like, how could I make a difference for people? Because that's really what I wanted to do. And on a side note, I also led personal development seminars for people, for thousands of people over 10 years. So I really knew about how people worked and how the brain worked. And I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. And one day I said, if people weren't fussing with their clothes, they weren't worried about how they looked, and instead they looked in the mirror and they felt like $1 million, like they had that outfit on that they were like, the world can't mess with me today. And I had this epiphany, if I could create that look for every day, that would change people's lives. And so I made up this unique way to work with people that changes people's lives. And it's been awesome. So I went to this woman that I had met at Nordstrom who shopped with me. And I took her to lunch one day and I said, here's my idea. I want to transform your life through your wardrobe and your style. And so we went in her closet and we edited out her closet. Mind you, this was way before smartphones. This was before what not to wear. People didn't even know what a personal stylist was, right? If you can just put reference to the timing of this, she was like, you're going to what? And she got on board and I even charged her. And at the end of it, we were both blown away and her life literally changed. Her body changed, her relationship with her body changed, her relationship with her husband changed. And I knew I was onto something. So that's how I started.
Oh, that's really special. So what you're saying is like, this goes so much deeper than just looking a certain way. You're talking about truly like empowering through style.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. Cause a lot of people can put clothes on you and you may even feel good in those clothes, right? But most of the time, people just get dressed out of necessity, not because they're really expressing themselves. So if you can have the essence of who you are on the inside shine through to the outside, that's life-changing. Mm. So yeah, it's way deeper than just, look, what are you going to wear today?
Right. Ooh, okay. So then how would one begin to figure out what their expression would look like on the outside?
Oh, great question. It's so funny. I have a 10-year-old, almost 11-year-old daughter. And yesterday she came to me and she's like, Mommy, going into sixth grade, I got to up my style game. Ooh. So yesterday I did a process that I walk clients through with her. And she feels like a different human being today, which is so cool. So the first step, so it works with all ages. So the first step is really looking to see, what do you want your first impression to be? What do you want your brand to be? Because you're unique, right? You're not like anyone else on the planet. So I always ask people, and this is sometimes the hardest question I ask people, but what do you want people to know about who you are in the first 3 seconds of knowing you? Hmm. And I'm going to ask you, can I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. What are like 3 to 5 adjectives that would best describe who you really are?
Confident.
Great.
I want to say something about like wanderlust or like free spirited, like think Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say more about that.
Yeah. Like, free-spirited, adventurous. I don't know if I already said those words. I might be saying the same words again. But
you could say them again.
Yeah. I think just someone like owning her truth.
Oh, I love that.
Fully accepted who she is and is a leader to others because she has come home to herself.
Yeah, so comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, like... yeah, comfortable, but then also someone who you look up to, who she could also walk on a stage and capture the attention of the audience, but who also could be hanging out at the creek with her kiddo or going on a hike in the afternoon.
Yeah. So you can still embrace that same brand no matter what you're doing. So don't worry about how you would do it on a stage versus at the creek. You can create the brand and wear different kind of clothes that fit. So from what you said, I would probably create your first impression as confident. Power. There's something with power there. Leadership. And I don't know, it's kind of like a relaxed, comfortable in your own skin. There's a lot of ways we could describe it. It could be like, you're a badass, because that's the definition of badass to me, is someone who is just themselves no matter what, right? So, and it's okay if we don't get it down to one word. It's a feeling. It doesn't need to be a word. So that's the first step, is really identifying, who are you? And for those people that are listening that it may not come out that easily, my next question would be, how would your best friend describe you? Because that's another way to get to it. And then you can edit it a little bit, but that's the first step, is really figuring out, well, who are you? And then how do you translate that into your wardrobe, right?
Yeah.
So then the next step would be going through your wardrobe. So we talked a little earlier, and you have clothes from a little while ago.
Shorts that I literally wore when I was in high school, and they still somehow fit. So I held on to them.
And I love that you said that, because a lot of people don't purge things out of their closet until they no longer fit. But that's not how to do it, because you're not, are you the same person you were in high school?
Not a chance.
Not even close, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, if you're like most people, we were insecure and trying to figure out who we were and awkward, right?
Yeah.
And now you're like this powerful woman who's comfortable in her own skin. And so you don't want to keep things because they fit. I mean, congratulations that your body hasn't changed, right? But they no longer express who you are. Mm. So you look at your clothes newly. So you would walk into your closet with this first impression in tow and look at everything to see, like, does that describe who you are? And if it doesn't, you let it go. Mm. And if it does, you would keep it. Okay. And I recommend doing this quite often, maybe even once a year or twice a year, because especially as women, who we are changes rapidly, right? You are a recent mom. You're not even the same person you were 5 months ago or 2.5 years ago or 5 years ago, right? So we're changing so rapidly, whether or not our bodies are is irrelevant. We are. And so we have to keep our look upgraded to who we are now. I'll just share personally. So I've gone from having a studio in Denver, and I've had it for over 20 years, like I said, and I have a team and a staff that works for me. And I work with high-end CEOs, executives. And I decided I wanted to be more accessible and help more people. So I designed an online course, right? And I started launching the course, and I'm learning new things. And oh my gosh, I am not the same person I was 6 months ago. And I started noticing I didn't like anything in my closet. I would go into my closet and nothing felt good to me. And I have a great wardrobe. Right. And I'd buy things constantly. And I was like, oh my gosh, nothing is feeling good. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, I'm changing so fast that my wardrobe hasn't caught up. And I was in this limbo space of like, well, who am I now? Because I'm not the person I was. And I was super confident in that person who I was, but I'm confident now in a different way, like in a beginner way. So my look changed, and I had to be okay with that and notice, like, oh, it's okay. It's just time to purge things or change my look. That's where the magic happens, right? Because if you wear something, and I think everyone has at least one outfit like this, hopefully, but if you put something on and you look in the mirror and you feel gorgeous, you feel like it's so you, right? No one can mess with you that day. You're going to accomplish more. You're going to do that thing you've been scared to do or been putting off. You're just going to do it. But most people don't hold themselves to that level every day. We just go into our closets, put something on, and are like, huh, I guess that'll do. So what if you knew that this one little simple change called changing your wardrobe to fit who you are today could catapult everything in your life?
I would go purge my closet right after this.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Oof. Well, then
I recommend it.
This is amazing. I've definitely felt that. And there's actually been times, especially, you know, working from home primarily, it sounds like you go into the office a decent amount.
I do.
I know there's a lot of people here listening who have businesses from home.
Yeah.
The thing I started a few years ago that really changed the game was like actually getting ready, like you're going into the office.
Yes.
But I'd be curious, like for staying at home, what's something that someone could do when they have, you know, a Zoom call where it's not business on the top, party on the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're making sure.
I think that was one of the most detrimental things that happened during COVID, was that people were just trying to do whatever on top, but wear their pajamas on bottom. The only person you hurt was yourself.
So true.
Right? Because no one else saw what you were doing. I remember I was interviewing this girl to be my assistant and we were doing it on Zoom. And I couldn't believe it. She crossed her leg and I could see her sweatpants. And I was like, can't hire you.
Ooh,
right?
Wow.
Because you're not being authentic. And I think, so COVID relaxed all of our styles and working from home. I say COVID because that's the only time I worked from home. But even working from home relaxes people's style, which I completely get. But there wasn't a day that I didn't get up, get dressed, feel cute, put on makeup, do my hair. And I didn't do that because people were going to see me. I did that for me. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like when I had my baby, there are so many moms that don't get dressed, barely brush their teeth, don't put on makeup. And I'm not wronging them, but there's the reason they don't feel great about themselves that day. Right. So even if you just did a couple things, even if you put on mascara and a little gloss and put on a cute top, you'll feel so much better. And again, this is about you feeling amazing, not about what other people think of you. Mm-hmm. Right. No. So imagine, so you are already ahead of the game. That's why you're doing what you're doing. That's why you're impacting others. Right. So imagine if you changed your brand, your wardrobe brand, and how much extra that could give to you that then comes out into the world, then you're really unstoppable.
It's so true. It's so true. And I'm curious, I mean, you know Sedona, and I wonder if anybody else listening to this is feeling this way. I don't feel like I have a good place where I can go that actually resembles the clothing that we're speaking about, or even like the clothing.
Oh, you mean to shop?
Yeah. Like the clothing that even would match like the version of me who I'm striving to be, right? Like I want to buy clothes that she wants. So I don't even know where to go.
Yeah. Well, I think there aren't any places in Sedona. There aren't.
Like, come on, like, come open up a shop here.
There aren't. One of my besties owns the Hike House. And so if you need hiking gear, she has amazing, cute hiking gear. But, and mostly that's how people dress in Sedona. But I would probably recommend going up to Scottsdale or shopping online. And that's your friend. And, you know, one way to really start to create this is when you're creating your personal brand, you can get on Pinterest and look through outfits, people, and see, like, does that feel like that brand or not? You can take yourself out of the picture because sometimes people get hung up on themselves. But you can start a Pinterest board and start pinning things that represent that brand to you. And then you know what to look for when you're shopping, right? So you don't just blindly want to go shopping, because a lot of times when people do that, they revert to old habits.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, that'd be me, I think.
Right? We all have like these bad habits. Like sometimes I'll go into a client's closet and they have 5 cardigan sweaters and they hate cardigan sweaters. And then they'll go out shopping and buy 2 more. Well, why did you do that? It's because they're just used to it. It's creature of habit.
I'm actually curious your take on this. This was a big problem that I had growing up. I've really gotten away from it now. Thank you to my fiance, who literally will put the clothes on that he buys at the store, like, and cut the tag off. He's that excited to wear it. But I used to buy clothes and I would have literally a walk-in closet full of clothes that all had their tags on and I never wore them. And all my friends would come over. They're like, you have the best wardrobe, but I've never seen you wear any of this. Like, yeah. I'm curious why I did that. I don't really anymore, but why does that exist? And then maybe why would we not wear the thing that we just bought? Does it go back to, is that like I had a closet full of cardigans, so to speak, even though it was a bunch of different styles?
I feel like you thought they were really cute, but they didn't represent who you were. Mm. So you didn't want to wear them. So you know what I do? Because we all do that, right? We find something and we're like, oh my gosh, that's super cute. But then when we take it home and we try it on, we're like, no. So what I do is I kind of have this staging area. I have like a valet rod in my closet. And whenever I buy new things that have tags on them, I put them on the valet rod. And if I'm not drawn to wear it in 7 days, I return it. Mm. Because if you're not excited, like your fiance, right, then you're not going to want to wear it. Save your money and return it. Mm. That's why online shopping might be a really great idea for you, is because you can just have everything shipped to your house, try it all on in your house, and then ship back what doesn't work. Because I did a Instagram post about this. Like, if you want to feel bad about yourself, go shopping in stores and use their fitting rooms. Mm. Why? Because their lighting and their mirrors are terrible.
So true.
They're terrible. Like, if you want low self-esteem, try on clothes in a fitting room.
Yeah. And you would think they would do it up a little bit, right? They want to make you look good.
You would think so. But that's why, you know, if you get home and you're in your lighting and your mirror, that's how you know if you're actually going to wear the clothes or not.
So true. So true. And I'd be curious, okay, when you're going through this process, when you're getting a new wardrobe, what have been the biggest challenges that your clients have had, or maybe even yourself? Where do you feel like those challenges exist in this process?
So I think challenges, especially with women, is investing in themselves. Mm. Right? Mm. So I'm not putting this on you, but if you have clothes that already fit you in your closet, why do you need new ones? Mm. That's so kind true. Of a woman's way to think, right? So you have to be willing to invest in yourself. So when I'm doing the process for my clients, I always ask them, what's your overall budget for clothes? And once I know that, then when I go buy everything and they come here to try things on, because we have a studio where they actually come, I have a rule. Actually, I have several rules, which will translate to those people who do it at home. Rule number one is you can't look at price tags, especially as women, because if it's a little harder when you're doing it yourself, but if something is over your normal threshold, but you would wear it all the time, women won't buy it. But yet if it's cheap, just throw it in.
That drives me crazy.
Right? Oh, it was only $30. Just throw it on. Well, no, you'd be better off paying a little extra for that other item that you're going to wear the heck out of. And then the second rule that I have is you can only leave here with items that you absolutely love. So if you do this for yourself at home and you buy new things, don't buy things just to buy them. Don't buy things because you have a hole to fill. Don't buy things because you need to replace that white pair of pants. Buy things because you absolutely love it. It lights you up. You can't wait to wear it. That's when it will transform your life. That's when clothes are magical. Not when you're just like, oh yeah, I need a new dress. That's fine.
Mm. I feel like this has so much to do. I love talking about the topic of like settling. And I feel like when you're speaking of like, oh yeah, this one's on sale, it's 50% off, I'm going to get that one. Maybe it's $30 versus the one that's $45 that they ultimately truly wanted, but then say no to. It's like, I love how you bring this in, because that translates to all the other areas of your life where you ultimately are settling for the thing that's cheaper because there's ultimately this belief that you couldn't have the actual one that you truly wanted. And I feel like when you were talking, I had almost like a block coming up for myself of because I was a little bit shop crazy when I was younger. I would say, around like 18, I was spending so much money on those clothes that would just chill in my closet with the tags attached. So I think now after I purged so much of that over the past couple of years, I mean, I've gotten rid of nearly everything to downsize. And so I think there's a part of me now that is concerned about going back and buying new things because of that past.
Yeah. Well, you, I'm sure you know this. You just have to let the past go.
Yeah.
It's not who you are anymore. And that's not, and you're not doing this haphazardly. You're doing this to be intentional, to create what you want in life.
So true.
So you just have to reframe your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not that 18-year-old anymore.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I think I just I would randomly just go to the mall, randomly buy things. I mean, you're right. There was no intention behind it. And this would be really powerful of like, this is the version of you you're stepping into, and this is what she's wearing. So
yeah. And it could have been also, I mean, I'm not a therapist, but I play one. but it could also be your 18-year-old self was filling a void.
For sure. Yeah.
And trying to find herself. And so a lot of times people do that through clothes.
Yeah.
Right? They don't know who they are. So they're like, maybe that will make me feel good. No, it didn't work. Maybe that will make me feel good. No, it didn't work.
That's so,
so true. So you have to like just honor that that was that girl and she was doing the best that she could and you're not that girl anymore.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting excited.
Okay. Good.
So then like, I want to see, what else in your process has been the most like mind-blowing to you to see? I mean, I'm sure it has a bit do with what we're speaking about now, but yeah, feel free to elaborate.
I think how much people's lives really do change. And we've kind of talked about it, but you know, I had most recently, I mean, I have so many stories. Most recently, I worked with this guy and when I showed up at his house, I was scared, not gonna lie. He looked shady. And I was grateful I had someone with me because I'd never met him. I was like, and then I got to talking to him and I was like, oh my God, this guy is the nicest guy. And his look has you be scared of him. Like, thank goodness he called me, right? So we worked together and he felt so amazing at the end of it. Like his life totally transformed. And then it was right before Thanksgiving and he came back to me a few months later and I was like, okay, tell me the feedback you've been getting, what's happening in your life. And he saw all of his friends and his family and everybody was like so shocked how amazing he looked. And he said, but you know what the most surprising thing that happened to me was? And I said, no. And he said, it made me want to be a better person.
Oh.
He's like, every day when I get dressed, I feel so good about myself. I want to be a better person all the time. And he was a good person. So he did not do anything bad, but he's now like approachable, fun to be around. And by the way, he is now in a relationship and he wasn't before. So we have, so I think that's it, is the miracles that people produce. I mean, I had another client who was up for a VP position in her firm and a big financial firm. And she's like, Carrie, I want you to help me get there, but realistically, I'll get the VP position 2 years from now. And I was like, okay, well, let's go for it. And we transformed her entire image, like hair, makeup, clothes, the whole nine yards. And she got promoted in 6 months.
Ooh.
I mean, I have client after client who triple their income, meet the love of their life, like their lives dramatically changed. Because I think it's, I mean, I'm a firm believer of the law of attraction and what you put out, you get back. And so if who you are on the inside matches who you are on the outside, you just start effortlessly attracting what you want in life because somebody doesn't have to fight through the crap to figure out who you are. You're just who you are. right? It's kind of like the fulfillment of what you were saying. You just feel great about yourself. It's like that. Mm. I'll share a fake story with you if I can. Yeah. Because this is kind of a vivid example. So let's say you're at a party and or a networking event, wherever you would go. And you see this person from across the room and he's an older guy. He's portly and bald and he just looks like someone you don't have anything in common with. And that's how quick we judge it, right? 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. We look across the room, we see them, we say, not to be mean, we're not trying to be judgmental. We just look across the room and say, I don't have anything in common with them. Oh, look, there's someone who looks like me or seems like I could vibe with. So you go over there. Fast forward to the end of the night. Let's call him Steve. Fast forward to the end of the night. Your best friend comes over and she's like, oh my gosh, have you met Steve? And you're like, no, who's Steve? And she's like, come over here. And it's this guy. And she says, you start talking to Steve. And he is so funny. He is the life of the party. You have the best time with him. You have so much in common with him. And you can't wait to hang out with him again. See, the problem is that most people are like Steve. They just put clothes on. And Steve wasn't ever going to attract you into his sphere because he didn't look the way he is. Right? Like his inside and his outside didn't match. So you weren't interested. Imagine if he looked like a funny, fun, lively guy, you may have wanted to go up and just introduce yourself. Mm. And that happens every single day to most people.
Wow. Wow.
So imagine what opportunities we're turning away.
Yeah. And that was kind of, you know, where I wanted to take this was like, okay, we've talked about the benefits of doing this, but then the other side, that's a lot of missed opportunities, a lot of missed connections based on purely, yeah. And you're right. I mean, if someone's judging you in 3 seconds and really all they can base that off of is how you look and how you dress and how you present yourself.
That's right. I mean,
it's everything.
It's everything. You're absolutely right. Wow. And it's not enough time to shake their hand, to smile, to say, what do you do? It's not enough time to do anything. And again, I just want to reiterate, this is not a superficial conversation.
No.
Because a lot of times people think it is. People think, oh, you're just judging me by how I look. No. We live in such a fast-paced society that we have to make decisions super quickly, right? So we're not trying to be mean or judgmental. We're good people, right? But we're also trying to see, like, do you fit in with what I need? Do you not? Are you so it happens so fast. And I just really urge people to take control of that. Mm-hmm. And more importantly than that, to love yourself. Because that's another thing that's really missing is that so many people, and I'm going to say women in particular, so many women don't love themselves, don't take care of themselves, and they don't realize that this is the missing piece. Mm-hmm. That taking care of yourself, going that extra step is your access to changing your life and feeling amazing. And that's why I love what I do. And that's why I'm so passionate about it is I'm over hearing women apologize for how they look. Mm. I'm sure you hear it too, right? People get on a Zoom call. You see someone at a party. Oh gosh, I didn't have time to go home and change. Oh gosh, I was in a hurry. Oh, I'm sorry. I look this way. Stop apologizing and do something.
Mm. Yes. And right? That specific person, I've got one person in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What if that specific person could try anything on and still really doesn't like the way that they look, mm-hmm. doesn't want to be in photos? If they are, they ask them to take it down. Like, what would you say to that person who just feels like no matter what they try on, it's not going to change anything?
Hire an expert. That's what I would tell them, hire someone who can make them feel amazing. That's because you can. It's not like there's something fundamentally wrong with you. You're the one person on the planet that nothing will fit. No. You just don't know how to do it, right? Like, I don't know how to do taxes, so I'm not going to sit down and try to do them myself. I'm going to hire an expert to do them for me. So that's what I would say, is have an expert show you that you really can feel unbelievable. Because once you, I had this woman who I worked with recently who was over 100 pounds overweight when she hired me. I think she was a size 28 when we started working together. And she's amazing, but she didn't see that or look that way and didn't think, she was in her box. Like, she dressed like a man. She wore men's black t-shirts and jeans. And that was that. And I was like, you know, there's a lot of other options out there. So let's just explore. And that's what we really did. I explored. I bought things that I knew she would say no to, just to get her out of her box. So try new things, right? So I bought her a few dresses, and I knew that was like, there is no way she is going to wear a dress. But I wanted to, I wanted to shock her mind into seeing herself differently. And shockingly enough, she left with two dresses. And loves wearing them. So it changed who she was for herself. And she got more confidence. And every time I worked with her, which was every 2 to 3 months, we would refresh her wardrobe. She went down a size or two.
Wow.
So she started feeling great about herself. And I think the last time I saw her, she was down 70 pounds.
Ooh.
And felt amazing about herself. So sometimes we have these limiting beliefs and negative self-talk that are holding us back. So I do believe that clothes can help you jumpstart a new pattern. And then you've also got to work on the mindset. So I'm not saying clothes are going to fix everything, right? If you don't want to be in pictures, you don't like the way you look, that's massive self-esteem issues. Right. And so it goes deeper, but clothes are definitely a great first start, because if you look in the mirror and feel beautiful, it changes everything. Or like women who don't wear makeup. I get this all the time. Women come in and they're like, no one ever taught me. I'm intimidated by going to counters. What do I do? We have a makeup artist on staff. So I'll have them meet with them and just do 5-minute natural, beautiful makeup. And once they see themselves, then they see the value in doing it. And they're like, Oh my gosh, I am beautiful. Like, yes, exactly. You are beautiful. Do it. So that's I think that's my advice. And then I have, in the course that I do, we go deep into our relationship with our bodies. Because that impacts how we dress, right? Sure. And so the other thing I would recommend to your hypothetical friend that I recommend in the workshop is to look at yourself in the mirror every day. And if you can do it naked, which is really hard for most women, and look to see what you can appreciate about your body. So if it's your thighs, learn to love your thighs. Tell them, I love you. You allow me to walk. You allow me to hike. You allow me to walk upstairs. Like, thank you. And if you start to do this exercise, which is what I had my client do who dropped all that weight, then you start to transform your relationship with your body. And when you treat your body better, it will treat you better.
So true.
Right? You can't be mean to yourself every day and then think that yourself is going to produce for you.
It's so true. And that goes back as well. Like, I know you've got a child as well. And like, my son has, like, I know he's watching. I mean, he's just 2.5, but he's watching
everything.
I actually just posted something on my Instagram this week, and he'll walk around now and he's got a little mantra. He'll be like, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And he kind of like yells it, but it's so cute. And now he just says it all the time. But then we're hearing it too. And like, you know what I mean? So it's like this thing, it's like feeding off of each other. But I know that's like verbal and what he's saying, but that's also in his knowingness.
I love it.
He is enough. Yeah.
I love it. That's like the number one thing you can ever teach children, right? Yeah. Is that they are enough and we're all enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to let go of everything from the past that has held us back and be willing to reinvent who you are. Because every single one of us is extraordinary. We're beautiful. We're talented. We're capable of anything. We just need to know that. And I totally agree with you. You know, raising a daughter is probably one of the most important things that I do in life. Because there's too many, I don't even want to go there. There's just so much that could go wrong in raising a girl, right? Mm-hmm. Especially a preteen. And I know my goal in life is to show her that beauty is important. We're all inspired by beauty, right? Whether it be a, oh gosh, you're in Sedona. Are you kidding me? Everywhere you look, it's beauty, right? Like that's why you live there. Probably. It's so amazing. So we're all inspired by beauty, but also just knowing who you are and kindness and positive body image and everything. So I think it starts young.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And to those, like, I'm actually curious about this. How much would you recommend setting aside for a new wardrobe? I mean, do you gotta go and just like edit everything and then go buy an entirely new wardrobe? Or do you recommend just starting with a few pieces in the beginning?
Depends on your budget. Okay. So everyone's different. So if you have the budget to buy a new wardrobe, do it. It, by the way, when people think of that, they think, oh my gosh, I have to replace everything in my current closet. No, you don't. Most people wear 25% of what's in their closet.
I'm guilty.
So the other 75% is just sitting there. Be willing to just get rid of it, right? It's clogging up your mental space every morning.
So true.
And then keep the 25% that you like, and then you can add on to that. And maybe you get 5 new amazing outfits that make you feel great in different situations, whether you're hiking or lunching with girlfriends or going out to dinner or doing Zoom calls. Like, get a few pieces that make you feel unbelievable. And then when you can afford more, buy some more.
Yeah.
But if you can, just do it all.
Okay.
Because that's life transforming.
Oh, well, I'm feeling wildly inspired. I am going to purge my closet tonight.
No. Okay. Will you take videos and post them?
Yeah.
I have to see. I have to see. And if you need support, reach out. I'm happy to support you.
I totally will. And for people listening, they're like, oh, there's a course. How do I get my hands on that? Where can you be found, or where should they look?
So the course is called Your Curated Style, and it's 6 weeks to transform your life. And it really is amazing. And it's everything we've been doing with our high-level clients for 20 years. So a proven system to really change your life. So that's one way to do the course. And right now we're on a wait list, and it will probably open up the first part of September. Mm-hmm. So just around the corner.
And you just launched your own podcast. So I would be curious, like, two things. What is the name of it? And then I'd be curious, like, what inspired you to start your podcast?
So it's called Style Your Dreams. And I chose that name because it's not about the clothes. Because sometimes people think it's all about the clothes, and it's not. It's what the clothes give you. Mm-hmm. So Style Your Dreams for me is about, I don't know, for 20 years, I've been people's secret weapon, and I've literally been secretive. Like, people sometimes won't even tell their friends that I help them because it's such a touchy subject, or they're so high profile, you know, they're running for governor or mayor or what have you. And I just decided it's time to share the tips and techniques with everyone. Like, I want to empower everybody. I don't want somebody to be constrained by money, by location, by anything. I want to impact their lives. So that's why we just did the episode about Sedona, because I'm like, I'm just going to talk about things I love. And they're all access to having your dreams. I mean, coming to Sedona once a year for the past 17 years and then four times a year lately has been total access to my husband and I, and our lives completely transforming. So that's the podcast, Style Your Dreams. I love it.
Oh, so powerful. I can't wait to listen. And yeah, I mean, is there anything else coming through for you right now that you want to leave the listeners with?
I think the most important thing is love yourself. Mm-hmm. I think if we could all just be a little kinder and love ourselves, the world would transform. And so even if every morning you just look in the mirror and do what your son does, I am enough. I love you. That will change your life. So let's take a page out of his book, right? You know, the difference it makes when you feel beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's so great being with you. You're in an awesome space.